You're listening to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Now, when you go grocery shopping, you're just picking up some food. What must it be like for the food you pick up? Well, in the new animated film Sausage Party, that food is overjoyed to be going home with you.
Welcome, shoppers.
Ketchup, mustard, oh, sausages and buns. I can't be.
Set 'em straight, boys! Hey, look at this! We've got one!
Yes! We're chosen!
Yes!
Yes, everything looks so promising until the food finds out what actually happens to it when it arrives in your kitchen, which is very, very disappointing. And apparently so is the experience of making this movie, according to some of the Vancouver-based animators who worked on it. CBC radio host Stephen Quinn says a media workers' union has filed a complaint against the Vancouver studio behind the film Sausage Party.
Well, the union is complaining that essentially the animators were mistreated. They weren't paid overtime for the work they did, that the working conditions weren't very good. They were under a lot of pressure. Some of them say that they were, in fact, left off the credit list. And this all started when there was an article posted on the website Cartoon Brew. It was an interview with the directors of the film about the challenges of making a super raunchy animated feature. And all of the comment section filled up with people saying that they had worked on the film. People who had had previous experience with Nitrogen Studios, which made the film, saying that unpaid overtime and poor working conditions and so on were the norm. The problem is the comments are largely anonymous. They can't be verified. But the animators, who are perhaps the most critical, say that they don't want their names out there because they are actually afraid of being blacklisted. The animation industry here in this town is still pretty small. Everybody knows everybody. And if they speak out, they're afraid it's going to cost them work.
But Vancouver is so well established as a great place to make movies, at least live action movies. Is the animation scene different?
Well, it's not as big as the live action scene here, and you're right. I mean, we've just come through one of the biggest years ever in film and television in this city. There are trailers everywhere, but there seems to be this divide on how the two industries work. Animation isn't really regarded in the same way the movie business is, the motion picture business is. It's treated more like a high-tech job or a gaming job or a programming job, and in fact, there's a stipulation in the BC Labor Code that says if you work in a high-tech industry, you're exempt from having to be paid overtime. An employer doesn't have to pay you overtime. But it's interesting because in the regular movie business, the live-action movie business, the unions are very strong. You know, you've got the Directors Guild of Canada and the Teamsters and IATSE and Unifor as well, representing all of those workers. It's very formal. You know, you have to tick a lot of boxes, especially, obviously, for the union productions. There are non-union productions as well. But none of that seems to apply to the animation business. And so that's what Unifor is really doing here. They want to get in and kind of organize the animation business.
What does the studio say about the complaint?
The studio hasn't had much to say about it except to issue a release saying we followed all employment regulations and everybody was treated fairly. And to be fair, on that Cartoon Brew website, there are a number of people who say, you know, you guys are a tiny minority of whiners. I don't know what you're whining about. We had a blast working on the movie. Nitrogen Studio is great. Dismissing basically all of the complaints.
As you said, this complaint sounds like a risky move for animation workers who don't want to be punished by the studios. What do you think is going to come from this complaint?
I don't know. I mean, if anything, this has drawn attention to it. There's been an awful lot of reporting on it here. I don't know whether it will lead to the reclassification of animators as, you know, something in between programmers and people who work in live-action movies. But it does feel like that overtime exemption shouldn't be applying to them because they all say, you know, we're not monkeys who sit at a desk and punch keys all day. You know, we're artists. We're in the process of actually making a movie here, and we should be treated like everybody else who makes movies.
Finally, Stephen, let's widen the lens now for one final story because Canada got some quite bad economic news this morning. What's going on?
Yeah, and not unexpected. And all of this has to do with the basically the shutdown of the Alberta oil sands, or a good part of it, as a result of the wildfires that we had earlier in the year. So with that shutdown came a drop in Canada's GDP of about 0.6%. So zero growth in the second quarter of this year. In fact, worse than zero growth, a recession essentially, although technically we don't call it a recession when it's only a single quarter. But it is the worst month of GDP that this country has seen in the last 7 years. It is expected to bounce back in the fall, partly due to the fact that there's a new scheme underway for a Canada Child Benefit. This was introduced by the Trudeau government, and it's actually, for middle-income families, it's fairly generous. You know, if you earn $90,000 and you have two kids, you're going to see nearly $500 dropped into your bank account every month, and since consumer activity is a huge driver of GDP in this country, they are expecting it to bounce back for the fall. The other thing is that there are billions of dollars lined up for infrastructure spending right across the country right now. This is a government that didn't campaign on balancing budgets last fall. It campaigned on borrowing piles of money and spending it on infrastructure. All of those plans are in place, but that money hasn't actually gone out. Nothing is being built just yet. So the feeling is that once that happens, we'll also see a bump in GDP for that.
Stephen Quinn hosts CBC Radio's On the Coast, talking about, unemployment and trouble at Sausage Party, which, by the way, I saw last week. I want to warn you, if you're thinking of taking children to a cute cartoon movie about hot dogs, don't do it. Don't do it. Rated R. Having said that, I'd give it 3.5 sausages, but I know many of our listeners don't concur.